just like our governor now. He promised the school teachers a big raise, you see.
Yes,
sir. I reckon you keep up with the newspapers.
Yes, sir. I remember that.
Well, he got the school teachers and the niggers, and why he got elected. And that's the reason I say our country's gone.
It's going to take a lot of fixing if it gets fixed.
You take Herman Talmadge, when they got him to voting down in the state of Georgia. He come down to Lovejoy and met with the niggers and got the Atlanta nigger vote line behind him, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that. That was a little bit before my time when that started.
Mm-hmm.
But, what about the president? And the federal government, you think they got too much control?
I think they have, yes.
You think well, what about the way, like, the welfare supports all the niggas everywhere?
Well, we've got as many as five generations of niggas here that raised off of welfare. Just to show you the comparison now, welfare started off with just a few, you know, and it just growed and growed. Well, we've got families, and I reckon there's some white families, but there's families right here that the fifth generation is on welfare. Now, just to show you the comparison, there's a fellow living out here now. When he was a little boy, they lived on a farm, and he was about 8 or 9 years old, and his father gave him a little sow pig.
Yes.
And they bred that sow pig. There she got a big enough breed. They bred her. And when she come in, she brought 10 little sow pigs.
Yes.
Well, in a day or two, they were eating dinner one day, and the little boy was sitting at the table. He says, "You know, Daddy," he says, "I got 11 hogs now." He says, "You know, we'll breed all them 11, and they bring 10 pigs apiece. Why, that'll give me a..." He counted up, way over 100 head of hogs, you know.
Yes, sir.
And he was just going to multiply them right on. His daddy said, "Why, son, if you was to breed half of them sows in 2 or 3 years, they'd eat up this place, you couldn't feed them." Well, that's the way the welfares are doing.
Yes, sir.
That's the same thing, don't you see?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They've eat up this country.
I don't know what's going to happen.
And our politicians, they're cutting the little fellow.
The people that work.
But you ain't heard the president, nor nab one of the Congress and the Senate, nor the legislature, nor none of the office holders, and school teachers and doctors want to be cut a penny.
That's true.
The people that's making the money.
Yes.
Huh?
That's true.
Well, you can cut, but you can cut just a little bit off of a little fella, you ain't done nothing.
Yes.
But you take our president, now he gets $400,000 a year and a great expense and everything. Yes. Well, if you was to cut him $300,000, it wouldn't hurt him.
Not at all.
But they don't cut it the right place.
That's true.